Cities and towns are terrified about their financial future, especially when it comes to having a stable source of revenue. Years ago, legislators removed direct funding, preferring instead to fund them on a biannual basis from the state general fund. But lawmakers have been engaged in budget cuts, and communities fear they will lose their general fund money. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that communities think one solution is to have the ability to raise their own revenue.
It's a packed house in Buffalo, as it always is for meetings of the Joint Revenue Committee. The committee has been tasked with finding ways to make up for major losses in state revenue that were caused by the downturn in Wyoming's energy economy. But communities worry that instead of generating more state revenue, that their share of funding will be cut. 2 years ago, cities, towns, and counties received $105 million. The fear is that that money will go away. Senator Dave Kinski, who represents Sheridan and Johnson County, says he likes the idea of having communities raise their own money.
No, I like local government coming in saying we'd like to be self-sufficient. I mean, that's far better than saying let's take money out of the state's general fund. I was a mayor for 10 years, and I always believed that we wanted to do everything we could to take care of ourselves locally and avoid going to Cheyenne with our hand out.
Letting communities raise their own money is met with some mixed reaction, though. Laramie Representative Kathy Connolly worries that it could backfire, leaving communities with inequitable funding. But she says she's warming to the idea.
I am kind of honestly listening to kind of our mayors and county commissioners when they're talking about the ability to do necessary taxation in their own communities for important services.
Laramie Mayor Andy Somerville says her community can barely pay for street repairs now.
If you want to see that impact, I invite anybody to drive or take a bike ride down Ivinson and see what that street looks like. That street is probably 10, 15 years overdue for being replaced, and we simply don't have the money.
The proposals include having communities impose additional sales taxes, maybe restoring the sales tax on food, or community-based property taxes in addition to what the state provides. It could even mean that communities would be able to impose their own tobacco and liquor taxes. In other words, a number of options. Those changes would require legislation, or as Casper City Manager Carter Napier puts it, necessary legislation.
If we don't have a diverse array of tools that municipalities can deal with, and that ranges in Wyoming from municipalities of a few hundred to municipalities of tens of thousands, it's just critical that we have that diversity and have options. Right now there just aren't any, and that's tough.
Napier also argues for enhanced distributions to communities in the terms of sales tax and such things as mineral royalties.
What I'm saying is having those adjusted to where we have a more equitable share of that funding that's already there, that to me is a real easy win.
Unless you are somebody else in state government who is counting on that money. Right now, lawmakers have been using various forms of revenue to balance the budget. Revenue Committee Chairman Mike Madden says that will need to continue until the state passes a tax.
It involves diverting money away from other recipients currently to them. You know, the kind of things that they want to do is make diversions into some of the revenue sources that we have been using and actually, in fact, depending upon.
When it comes to having them raise their own revenue, Madden will consider the proposal to let individual communities raise their own sales and property taxes.
Oh, yeah, the property tax is entirely appropriate. I think we have a good chance maybe of seeing some of that happen. And, it's long overdue.
But while communities are pushing these ideas, counties are not. County Commissioners Association Director Pete Obermueller.
At least the county commissioners today aren't unified on whether or not the counties themselves need additional tax revenue other than the authority we already have. Now, they might change over time, and we recognize that unless we solve the school issue, it's going to gobble all the rest of us up. The cities have argued for some revenue increase options, and the counties aren't there yet.
Obermueller says his organization is solely focused on maintaining the $105 million that local government currently gets. The Revenue Committee voted to support continuing that funding and chose to support drafting legislation giving communities the authority to raise a sales tax. The committee will vote on those ideas in December. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.